Jennifer Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the United States and the European Union must move forward on a landmark free trade agreement. U.S. and Germany are among each other's largest trade partners and hope to build support for the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. In Germany, Mr. Obama said the TTIP is a good deal.
And I want to be clear about this. TTIP will not lower standards. It will raise standards even higher. High labor standards to protect workers. High standards to protect consumers and to give them more choices. High standards to protect the environment.
Opponents have been critical of what they perceive as a secret negotiation out of the public eye, and they fear the deal will hand too much power to big multinationals at the expense of consumers and workers. UN Security Council condemns North Korea's Saturday missile test, calling it another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. North Korea says the test was successful. South Korea says it was a failure. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett tells VOA it's a little of both.
It partially worked, which is kind of the typical with a new missile program. They don't work perfectly when you start, and you have to resolve little problems that eventually lead to hopefully a successful program. So far, they're partway into the program, more normal for a developing missile system.
President Obama said North Korea is actively engaged in provocative behavior. U.S. expressing disappointment for what it calls the continued failure of South Sudan's government and rebels to form a transitional unity government. Saturday, the Juba government denied landing rights to the plane carrying rebel leader Riek Machar, saying he violated agreements. This is VOA News.